Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lift up your hands and begin to ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart this morning. Ask Him to come into your life as you're about to listen to His word this morning. Pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we honor you. We pray, oh God, that may you come and have your way in our midst. Let the preaching of your word be relevant to us and cause us to be affected, changed, blessed. In Jesus' name. Satan, we curse you in this place. You cannot have your way. We thank you, Jesus. And we glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seat. Or if you are clapping, clap properly. If you are clapping, clap. Where is Sammy? He's not in today. Is it the weather that's why a lot of people are not in, or it's just that time of the month again? Anyway, whatever the weather is, if you are going to follow the weather, you will never do anything in life because the rains will not stop. Okay, the rains will not stop. But it's nice to see all of you in church once again. And it's another time to get a dose of the word of God. Okay. So, Lord, it's been a while. Where have you been? I've been thinking about you the whole of the week. How have you been? Are you okay? Come this way. Chama, you come the following. Sit. Okay. So, It's never a bad move to be in church, okay? It's never a bad move at all. To be in church actually shows that you are doing something good. And I think our dancing stars are picking up. Please put your hands together for them. Yeah. I wasn't here when the choir was ministering, but I feel that the dancing stars are picking up now, okay? Is that where you can put on the lights in the auditorium? This place looks dark. At least put it on. Try this other switch. They are always playing with it every day. Somebody is putting it on and off. And I think this is better. It's better. Because I should have light here. Amen. But it's a blessing, like I said early on, to see all of you again. Julie, you are welcome from Holy Child. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for your colleagues to join you, and then we'll have a proper party for you. Okay? And then, after that, we send you to the adult church. Yeah, because now, dear, your level is not here. Alright, so, we are waiting for Albert, we are waiting for Agnes, we are waiting for Eugene. Oh, Poison! Waba! Oh, and the ushers have given you back seat. Come and sit. Please clap for Eugene. Oh, you have come and why? They don't know you. do these ashes, disrespectful ashes. Do you know who this man is? Please, forgive us our iniquities. So, by the grace of God, they've gone to SHS and they have successfully written their exams. Yeah. When I keep telling you that your turn will come, don't doubt me. It's true. Your turn will surely come. One day, the way we are congratulating them, we also congratulate you like that. Okay? So when we say go to school, school is a good thing. Okay? School is not anything difficult. You should go to school. When you go to school, your brain develops. Shelley, do you understand? When you go to school, your brain, that's what, develops. It is better to become an educated person, illiterate, than to become an illiterate. Okay? So when you get the chance to go to school, it's a good thing. Don't say that Kwame Despite cry, he didn't go to school, but he has a lot of companies. That is 1 over 1,000. So when you get the chance to go to school, go to school. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. So school is very good. School improves you. You see that after school, you become a better person. Some time ago, this boy wasn't a better person. But now that he has come back from secondary school, I can reason with him. Okay, yeah. I remember when Julie was walking here, there's no akono on her. And then she lip shine. Okay, so that's how it is. And others are also in school. Where's Antoinette? Why is she not here? Because she went to sing yesterday for me. She won't come. Yesterday, I was in Apostolic Church at Bawi. We had favorite child conference. It was massive. Very, very massive. And God willing, on Saturday, we are going to Abekan Church. Okay, so choristers, organize yourselves and then you go and sing. All right. But this morning, I'm preaching on a very important subject. Okay? A type of topic that will save our lives as young people. Always, what I try to preach is something that will help you. Okay? I don't think I preach things that are above you. I try to preach things that are at your level. Something that you understand and something that can save your life. That's what I'm seeking to achieve. Something that can save you from hell. Something that can save you from the vagaries of the weather. Something that can rescue your soul from evil in this wicked and perverse generation. I don't know why you are not clapping. Maybe I'm not preaching well. Maybe your uncle can preach better than me, but it's not a problem. But you've missed my preaching. Now, by the grace of God, we are on podcast. So if you have an Android phone, you can just do podcast. When we finish preaching, you can download and listen. Now we have advanced. When you can see that you are surprised, things have changed. So it's not every day that we'll be doing chin, chin. Now we don't hear chin in a very long time. Okay. So when you come to church, don't switch off. Don't say that, why am I not prophesying that you buy aircraft? Why am I not saying that you buy aeroplane? Even the government of Ghana, they are struggling to buy aeroplane for the president to bath in the air. So why will I bring myself here to prophesy that you buy private jet? Do you understand? Even me, I'm driving Ford. Why will I prophesy that you buy private jet? Okay. So as for car, you drive, but you must also understand certain things in life. And this morning, I am preaching on a topic called the danger of fornication. The danger of fornication. If you have a dictionary or something, look for the meaning of the word fornication for me, so that you can read it for all of us to hear. Or you don't have data. You don't have data. Lois, can you get the definition? Yes, somebody should look for it. It is a topic that must be discussed. It is a topic that must be preached. Okay? It is not something we would like to sweep under the carpet.
And it is one of the main problems of young people. Young people growing up.
Oh, somebody should talk to them. Somebody should talk to them. I said they should relax. Well, are they having a fanfare? Or they are doing fundraising? Tell them that, say, if they I'll close down their church. Okay. Have you found it? It says what? It's not, you don't have data. I can give you Wi-Fi. Yes, read. It says what? That you are giving a Wi-Fi. I should give you Wi-Fi. Don't let me insult you. Yes. Case are you can't get it. Yeah, read inside the microphone. Let them hear. Maybe it's what? What is fornication? Yes.
Sexual intercourse by
people. A sexual intercourse. By people who are not married. And the last time I checked, nobody sitting down here is married, including Michaela Nanaya Jackson. She's also not married. If you see her, you think she's somebody's mother. She's not anybody's mother. She's not married. So, it is a sexual intercourse between people who are not married. Are you understand what I'm preaching? You get it very soon. And to start with, let me say that fornication is a sin. It is a sin. Fornication is just like stealing. Fornication is just like disobedience to your parents. It is a type of sin that God doesn't like. And as you are growing up in Y Church, what is the age limit here? 12 years. But there are 12 years old girls who can get pregnant. There are 12 year old girls whose boyfriends are their class teachers.
I can't preach in my own church. I don't know why you are quiet on me. Chief, yesterday when we went and we were preaching, were they quiet on me? So don't be quiet on me. This is my church. Don't be quiet on me. Yes.
It is a sin you must abstain from. If you are a young girl listening to me, if you are a young boy listening to me, you have no business having sex at this age or at this time of your life.
Well, I'm preaching it, man. I don't fear anybody. I don't fear anybody. If it is because of this, you leave my church, you can go. If you are going, just inform me. I'll give you transport. Okay. So, you hear another word like, well, you see, when we say fornication, don't say that it is when a boy sleeps with a girl. If a boy sleeps with a girl, it's not fornication. No. Don't you sleep with your sister? Yeah, if you sleep with your sister in the same room, that's fornication. It's not funny. It is a sexual intercourse. You don't want me to say it. I'm a lady. I can't judge it. I can't say, hey, why are you doing like you came from heaven this morning? You'll be going back after church. So sit up. Go, I didn't mean to start here. I'm not well, but I'm preaching. Yeah.
So the advanced form of fornication is adultery. That is where married people, somebody who is married, go for another person to have a sexual intercourse. So sexual intercourse, mo be tia bre.
You leave watch a ring. And why worry? A ring be no. A promise ring. Oh, okay. Charlie, since my girls have finished secondary school, people have promised them already. Wedding, I am my invite. Why, Ebeba? Ebeba. Jennifer, nobody has promised you.
Amen. So it is dangerous to engage yourself in fornication. Very, very dangerous. It's a sin, like I said. It's a sin you must not engage yourself in. Ephesians 5, verse 3. Even though a lot of people are silent on this matter, You see, you will not easily go to church and will be preaching about fornication. No. Why would they preach about fornication? But for you see, and the word fornication appears in the Bible about 35 or 38 times. So it's a topic we must discuss. Just as we preach salvation, just as we preach, can't you do a little bit more for God? Just as we preach loyalty, it is also important that we must preach about fornication. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saint. You are a saint. You are a saint. As you have given your life to Christ, you are a saint. You see, because, you see, and don't let me feel that what I'm preaching is not important. It is important. Because you are in JHS. Yeah. Some of you are in SHS. The school you've chosen, we are not there. As you are going to school, you've chosen TEPA SHS. We are not there. How can we come to TEPA? What am I coming to do in TEPA SHS? But it is when you get to TEPA SHS that the temptation will be very great. Yeah. Even people 10 years have started having sex. So don't let me feel stupid that I'm not preaching well. Or what I'm preaching is insignificant and it will not bring any upheaval to your developmental growth. Amen. As you have become a saint, do not allow fornication to be one of your titles. I hope you know, you understand what I'm preaching. Yeah. And in this time and age, it is easier to fornicate. It's not difficult to get boyfriend. Oh. It is not, Jennifer, it is not, look, as you are walking in the class, more than 8 boys are spying you. Grace, as you are walking around, there are more than 17 troll mates who are looking at your buttocks. Race course, La Paz. Kandesh, Odoko, they are all looking at you. Hallelujah. Yeah. As you are walking in the class, yeah, if you are a girl, there are teachers who are looking at you with an evil eye. Your class teachers, when they hear this message, and they will never be happy with me. Yeah. But was it not recently in the news that a certain teacher in one of the northern regions went to sodomize some boys? I don't know if you have heard of that story. You don't read story there. Do you know sodomize? He is on, it's not girls, so boys, and he has pushed his penis in their anus. About 9th, how many children? Is it 9th? 19 or how many? 19 or 18 or 13. Is that a number? But it should be in the teens. 1, 2, 3, 18 children. 18. You see, when I say that, when a teacher say come to his house, don't go, you say that I'm teaching you disrespect. The teacher didn't line all of them up one day. It was one district, one factory. Bring the man's classwork book to my house. Be careful when the teacher is sending you. Go and buy me food. And sometimes they make joke, this one is my wife. And because teacher say you are his wife, you know, you have married already. In your mind, you've married to the teacher already. As you are there, they have to call you Mrs. Social Studies because the teacher is a social studies, sir. And so, as for you, some of you cry, you are here. You are even dating the headmaster. Hey. The headmaster is your boy. So, they've dashed the school to you. They've dashed the school to you. If he's sending him to KNI, yeah, it's church. We can't disturb us here. Hallelujah. Why are you calling Juanita? Kita, where are you going? Water. He said he'll drink water. This boy told you he'd drink water. Okay, you there, go and give him water. Go and give this the key. Go and give him water. He's here. This small boy is able to communicate with you that you drink water. You're a wonderful person. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So fornication is a subject that I, Reverend EK, I am not shy. I'm not shy to preach about. Yeah. And it's a bad thing you don't have to do. And I'm coming to preach to you the dangers when you involve yourself. You see, because the moment you start it, one of the dangers of is spiritual. This thing is, that is why people who fornicate, they keep going. But you'll be exempted in Jesus' name. I say you'll be exempted in Jesus' name. Let me show you a certain scripture. If you are looking for fornication, always go to 1 Corinthians or Revelation. Those are where the fornication scriptures are. Okay, so go to 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians for me. Go to 1 Corinthians. Give me chapter 6, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 6, 13. It's on the board. Now I think that the people are trying. Meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both. Now, the body is not for fornication. Your body. Your body is not for fornication. Yeah. Those of you who feel that you were born to come and have sex. You see, and in this series, I will explain to you what sex is. Sex is not what you think it is. Yeah. Sex. You see, because as you are growing, all of you, your mind is to have a boyfriend or your mind is to have a girlfriend. But I'll explain to you that sex is not what you think it is. Because many of you watch pornography. You watch it. It is a mistake to even have this iPhone you have. It's a total mistake. Your mother has made a great error to give you this Android phone. Yes. Because of this, you don't even respect anybody. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Your breast is not for fornication. Some of you teachers have mashed your breast, sir. It has now become like Charlie Watty. Oh, I can't preach or let me. I'm saying the people here are really encouraging me. The teacher have swiped your breast as if it's an iPad. You are in the class. Teacher has held your buttocks. You can't say it. You can't say it. And you are just there laughing sheepishly. Number one, dangers of fornication. Number one. We are doing 15. I'll finish all today. Don't worry. I'm the pastor. If I don't close, we are not going. Number one. Fornication is disobedience. Yeah. Fornication is what? Disobedience. Hey, young people. You do not want to disobey God. Hey, it's okay to disobey me. Hey, it's okay. When I send you, you don't go. There's no problem. But make sure you don't disobey God. Amiya, make sure. You see, one nice thing about fornication is that we cannot police your life every day. I can't police. How many hours do you spend here? You came here at 10 o'clock. By 12, 1, I'm done with you. 2 o'clock, you have left. I'll see you again when? Next week. About 100 of you. How will I keep policing you? I can't. I don't know what you do in your homes. Sit well. I don't know what you do in your homes. So, if you go and come back and you are smiling at me, fair enough. But it is a total disobedience to God. It doesn't matter who it is. If a pastor fornicates, it's disobedience. If a chorister fornicates, it's disobedience. And let me make this clear that if you are in this church, you have no business having a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You have no business. Shelly, you have no business. Mean boy, ne? You have no business. I'm saying it again in Greek, that you have no business having a girlfriend. Wonder, look, under no circumstance. look, I'm issuing a warning in this church that as long as you remain under my roof, God, this is my roof, or I'm the father here, or yeah, as long as you stay under my roof, Georgette, you have no business having a boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah. You see, some of you, where you come from, your father doesn't really care about your life. Mommy doesn't care about your life. You are living. You are just a living thing. You are a living thing. You respire. You feed. You locomotion. You respire. You excrete. even the eating, you eat more. Yeah, so they don't really care. They just tell the food is here, and so nobody really care about you. Your mother has not even sat you down to explain what I'm explaining to you. But I'll tell you, it is a sin against God. Are you here? 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. Yeah. You can sing in a choir and still fornicate, and nobody will know. But Samuel said, has the Lord great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Hey, I will wish that you don't fornicate, but not to fornicate is even better than you have come to church and you have not done, you don't do anything. To obey God. Because God says that, the first scripture we read, the second scripture, that the body is not for fornication, but it's for the Lord. So it is better to obey God than to obey a man's teacher. Yeah. Because whoever you are going to have sex with, you agree with the person. Number one, the person has to deceive you to agree to remove your pants. Otherwise, it's rape. It's in sometimes what you wear. This short skirt, like handkerchief skirt. Hey, small Saturday classes we are going to wear. You have confused the teacher. You two, you have come in front, and as you have sat down, so like this, you say you are solving pi r squared. Hey, pi r squared, and you've opened your skirt like that. You are finding perimeter of the circle, and the whole perimeter is there. Find the distance of the equator, and the equator is at the equator. Hey, as teacher is teaching, pi r squared over l times 2v volume over equation quadratic. After school, after classes, bring my books to my house. Because of the, you have opened your legs. So he said, bring the books to his house. Be careful. And there are even women who force young boys to have sex with them. Yeah. There's a young guy. He says at the age of 4, he started having sex with his auntie. Do you know auntie? Emma. Yeah. 4 years. Oh, what I'm saying, you've not heard some before. Yeah. It exists. Oh, tell them that they should. Oh. Preaching, I am preaching, Pastor. Me preach, woman, they should go to, I have to lock. I'm a nice auditorium. It's disobedience. Yeah. If that is what you want to engage, look, you see, and one thing is that when you start having sex now, when you have destroyed your life. Yeah. You have destroyed. If you are here and they've broken your virginity, you are not a virgin. Hey, you have spoiled 97% of your life. Yeah. Hey, if you are a virgin, you are not loose. Don't let anybody tell you if you are a virgin, you are a Jimmy. It's not true. Does Kezia look like a fool? When you say that, she look like a fool. And if you are not a virgin, you are Jimmy. Who told you? Who cried with Jimmy? Why? Who called? Now you could. Did you know? With Jimmy. You are a foolish girl. It's total disobedience. And God says that it is better to obey him than to sacrifice. You don't go and fornicate and come and sing in the choir. No. It will not work. You don't go and fornicate and come and play drums. Go and fornicate and come and dance in the dancing stars. Obey God is better than to sacrifice. Yeah. Let me tell you. One reason for this is that if you can disobey God, do you understand? If a man can make you disobey God, you see, so this is how the thing works. God said that obey him. This man is able to make you disobey God. Then it means that this man, if you even end up marrying him, he will disobey you. Sometimes you see people, and now this person is not faithful in their marriage. When they started dating, that's what they started doing. Yeah. I know a woman, not that they say. She doesn't come for midweek service. Since the church started, long years, she doesn't come for midweek studies. Midweek service. So one day, I was asking questions. This woman, why? Then I heard the story. The story was that she said, previously, she used to tell her parents that she was going to midweek service. Then she would come to the boy. Do you understand? So she told her, oh, my father, me as someone, back as someone, mama, then go to the boy. Go back as someone, then go to the boy. So one day the boy asked him, what do you tell your parents before they allow you to come? They said, oh, I tell my parents that I'm going to midweek service. Then the girl said, okay. So they married. Sit down. They married. When they married, the man said, hey, midweek service, you go again. Because it was midweek service that was bringing you to me. So if you tell me you are going for midweek service, it means that you are going to another person. Is that not how it works? So the woman doesn't, that's what some of you, if your mother says she won't allow you to come to church, they know your story. Hey, who's too quiet, sorry? Transom Kobebia. Today I was chatting with a certain girl. I said, I want to go to church. So, not really. I said, why won't you? He said, my uncle will not allow me. I said, then you are a bad girl. He said, oh, not really. My uncle doesn't go to church. My uncle is an unbeliever. And I said, sir. You see, some of you, the reason why when there's a church activity, your parents don't want you to come is because you have given them a reason to doubt you. We didn't share envelope, but you went for money from your mother. So she discovered that, Sana offering, no. That's some of you, they don't even give you offering. Because your mother gave you offering here, no, you bought meat pie in front of her. Say, number two, fornication will destroy your soul. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. Fornication will destroy your soul. When you commit fornication, the Bible says that your soul will destroy. This means that fornication will have an effect on your spirituality. Thou art snared with the word of that. No, 632. You don't hear me well when I preach. Let me clean my face. But whoso committed fornication with a woman lacketh understanding. This is clear. You are a fool. This is what the Bible. If Bible say lacketh understanding, it's another way not to say you are a fool, but you are a fool. You've got to remove your Pyoto to integrated science. Say you are a fool. Yeah. That if you have sex with you, then integrated, then you start passing your integrated science. Hey. But bottom. Whoever committed adultery, fornication with a woman, lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Why do you want to destroy your soul? Hey, I'll show you in this series, I'll show you how much sex lasts for. Sex is one of the feelings. It's a feeling that come and go. And you are busy your entire life. One of the reasons I'll mention to you that whoever you have sex with him, the person transmits spirit into you. An evil spirit. I read somewhere
was it on Facebook, about this guy at UCC. It's not like America. You know UCC, University of Cape Coast. The guy was very intelligent guy in his class. Very intelligent. And he said one day, he went to organize some Ashawo girl and have sex with the girl. She said that after the sex, and they started wearing their things, and the girl started leaving. He said when the girl turned and the girl started going, she saw that they wrote something behind the girls. Like the girl was not wearing, maybe the girl was wearing any of these dresses. But she said as the girl was going, she saw that something like came out of her. Do you understand? And the thing was going with the woman. When he turned, he saw that something was written behind the woman she's going, that the spirit of excellence. That was the beginning of that boy's troubles in life. Yeah. Those of you who are doing well, one of the things that can bring you down is this thing I'm talking about. Yeah. If you are a star and people are always clapping for you, one of the things that can bring you down is this fornication. Be careful. Yeah. It can bring your intelligence down. I wish many young people listen to what I'm preaching. To bring you down. I'm telling you, you not excel again before you see. If you are somebody who sings, well, you see that there is something about your singing that is not attractive again. Yeah. The spirit of excellence. Be careful. That 5 minutes something. Penis, vagina, 5 minutes. It will destroy your life forever. Don't try it. Bible said that you destroy your soul. You see, and it makes you feel guilty. That's how come you stop coming to church. Today you don't come. And when you do that, you feel everybody know about it. Meanwhile, we don't know. You feel we know about it. You feel we know about it. Hey, there is nothing a boy will give you, Jennifer, that your parents cannot give you. If your mother doesn't have, she doesn't have. I say, if your mother doesn't have it, your father who is working, do you understand? Your father who is working says that he cannot buy you phone. What of this boy who is in GSS2? Can he buy you phone? What do you need that a boy, you see, and in this era, there is a great pressure to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I don't know where that pressure is coming from. There's great pressure. Everybody wants to have boy. Everybody, sometimes when you bring some of the boys and we look at the boys, say, I say, hey, so why? Tell us some tate jeans, some basa boy B. If you look at his haircut, like some arm robber B that they beat and left him. Oh, bring us a boy. Look. If you bring a boy, so this, like one of our mates. When we're in school, if the boys go, you see that she'll do herself. Ah. So one of my friends told me that this girl, let's wait and see the man he will marry. So we're all there. We're all there. Then one day we heard that this girl was good. We didn't even hear. When we heard, they said she has married. She didn't even tell us. Oh, boys. They started going through the wedding pictures. When we look at the man, some grandpa, oh! The Masakora man, his eye has become, the face has become like butter bread that they've squeezed. Oh. So my friend tested, say, is that the guy? Now I say, yeah, you can see that they are having honeymoon. He say, if you are bringing a boy, bring us a better boy. I mean, if you come, so this is my boyfriend, Akwanu be paki V8, be at least. And your nyam kakra wane ho. You have brought this boy who has come, Okada rider. Pum, pum, pum. Only Okada boy you have brought here. Okada boy. And you can see that his jeans is his stupid boy, you say is your boyfriend. And I don't know what they tell these girls. You see that then they are holding phone there. They are sitting behind the Okada. Ah, oh boy, your Okada rider. Are you not shy? Oh, shepimpo, sir. I want a name, no.
Are you still here? Yeah. It would destroy your soul. Your soul will be affected. You cannot be spiritual again. Yeah. You can't do anything you want to do for God. Yeah. Some of you sitting here, they've kissed you several times. You see, I'm saying that before somebody kisses you, look at how the person's mouth smells. Why are you running? When you wake up in the morning, you see how your mouth is. That is how the guy's mouth also is. And he's bringing it to come and lick your mouth. Ah! Look, fornication, it is a cancer that... No, look, if you fornicate and you come, I don't know. Me as I'm standing, I'm not a prophet. I don't know. If you go and fornicate and come, I can't even make you come and lead prayer. But how will I know? I wouldn't write to your face that you are a fornicator. Yeah, nobody will write there. But you see, your guilty conscience will not even make you... You see, when you see somebody who is not... serving, there is always a secret somewhere. You see, and Bible said that there is no secret under the sun. Last week I was explaining to some people that if at the time you came to the church, do you understand? You heard that, oh, this girl is my girlfriend, this girl is also my girlfriend. Even if it is a secret, by now it would have me out. Yeah. Do you understand? Yeah. Do you know how long I've been pastoring here for? If she were my girlfriend, I like by this house, you would have heard it. Even before you entered the church, you would have heard it. You would have heard it. If at the time I was pastoring, you have proposed to you, will you continue to be here? Pastor, I cried on your papa. Oh, so I know I'm from your office now. Oh, can send me to the best run on the idea. Yeah. Hallelujah. Next one. No, they shouldn't bring him in. They should ask. The mother has come. Amen. Next one. What's the first point? It's what? Number 2 is what? Number 3, it will destroy your body. It will do what? Destroy your body. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18. It will destroy your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 18. What does it say? Oh, after giving you fans, you can't. Well, if I told you, don't leave the thing for Eugene. Stand up from there and let me preach. You imagine when they speak to you, don't hear. Flee fornication. You see, and when fornication is coming, what you should do is to flee. You don't discuss with fornication. You say, those of you that, me, I'm strong. No teacher can chop me. Hey. They will chop you and you put your panties on your head and walk to your house. Me, no boy, eh? No boy. You say, and the people who are very confident. No boy. Oh, they are the people that you see, no. Flee. When you come into contact with fornication, run away. He was in the battlefield far away. Run away. When you come into contact with fornication, run. Hey, if a certain girl has come, a certain boy is texting you, have you eaten, have you bathed? Hey, these two messages is a sign that fornication is coming. Block the guy. When are you visiting me? Hey, are you in the hospital and we have to visit you? When are you cooking and bring to me? When should I come and eat in your house? Ufi, a restaurant. When are we going out? You are going out to where? Yeah. And you see, when you start having phone, sometimes you are there, some strange number has WhatsApp you. Oh, sisters, I'm not. You don't know who has given your number to somebody. Oh, it's me. It's me, Black Joe. Black Joe. Then you send you his picture. Then you have also used the picture for your status. Flee fornication. He said that every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. When you commit fornication, you are sinning against your own body. You are destroying the body. You are destroying the body. Yeah. If you are a girl, you start having sex at an early age. You develop what you have a virus you call human papilloma virus. Oh, no, I'm a doctor. you think I'm a mechanic? Yeah. When you commit fornication, you are sinning against your own body. Not my body. Not my body at all. You see, sometimes the danger is that after you have gone, you have had sex with this one, then you have spoiled yourself, then you have come to the church, you have come to marry a basenta leader. And our boys here, so when you see new girls in the church, you know, hey. One day, a certain girl came to the church. Not here, there. And when she came, all the boys. So come. So this is a new girl who has come. And then we're coming for all night. Before the all night started, when somebody came, the person bought meat pie to come and dash her. When another person was coming, he brought malt. When another person was coming, he brought Vortic water. When another guy was coming, he brought Indomie. The same girl. And there are other girls in the church. Nobody bought them pure water. Sit down. Be careful when people started giving you things. Your friend is Mr. Dixon. Mr. Dixon. Everybody say Mr. Dixon. He said, come and collect your Christmas gift in his house. Mr. Dixon. Say, come and collect Christmas gift in his house. And you are in hurry to go. Christmas is coming. Oh. People start asking, what do you want? Foolish boys, oh, what do you want? What do you want, Sesen? When you commit fornication, you are sinning against your own body. Are you here or you are not here? You are destroying your own body. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. Yeah. Don't destroy your body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Your body. Which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own. Your body sitting down here is the temple. Kayla, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. When you destroy your body with fornication, God will destroy your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you are feeling cold. Close the windows. Here will be hot. Yeah. Know ye not that your body is the temple. Your body is a church. Yeah, it's a church of the Holy Ghost. Don't destroy this body with fornication. Don't destroy this body with sex. Don't destroy this body with pornography. Don't destroy this body. Don't destroy this body God has given you. And sometimes when you look at the people that you have sex with, foolish people, Kwan. When you look at the places they have sex with you at, public toilet, school park, under tree, under a sport car, uncompleted building, school what? School park, classroom, under the cupboard, under the decks. Ah, where? Urina. Urina, they are having sex with you, Urina. Ah, you are a cheap girl. What number are we going to? Number 4. Fornication makes you have covenant with all sort of people. You have a covenant with all sort of people. You have what? A covenant. A covenant is an agreement. Sex is intended to be a binding experience between two people. Know that when you commit fornication, you make a covenant with whoever you have sex with. God's plans is that when a woman has sex for the first time, her hymen is broken and blood is shed. Those of you that you go and give yourself to boys, when they close this window, this window, before water start entering my office. Nice one. When you have sex with somebody, or you allow somebody to break your virginity, what it means is that you have made a covenant with the person that from today, my soul is for you. Yeah. So you can ask the people who are before committing fornication. They keep going to the same person. They keep going back to the same person because you have made a covenant with the person that anytime I feel like having sex, I'll come to you. Don't do it. Never. Don't do it. Nothing should make you have sex at your age. Yeah. Not even when the teacher says that he will give you more marks. Don't do it. Don't do it. Fornication will destroy you. It will destroy your soul. It will destroy your body. It will make you have covenant with people you should not have covenant with. Or you are not happy about what I'm preaching. Or because it's raining, you can't hear. The rain is not going to stop now. But I'll be preaching. Your parents will be hot, but water will be entering their room, their auditorium. But we are safe. You see, they've all run away. They have all gone to stand on the stage. But here, this is the main church. Put your hands together for the church. This is the main church. This is where the action is. If you look down, you see that they've all gone to park themselves. My wife, will you join us? Come and sit down. Come and listen to preaching. Come and sit down. Or you don't listen to preaching. Amen. You destroy your soul. Don't. No, keep yourself for your husband. Boys, keep yourself for your wife. Ransford, one day you marry. One day we'll be here and Ransford will be marrying. Pam 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 pam. That time Lois and Co will be the bridesmaid. Pam 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 pam. I was going to take some girl be from Apostolic Church. Pam pam. Yeah. Say, look, remain till you're married though. Telling you, it's nice when you marry as a virgin. It's nice. The experience is different than when you have made yourself an asanka and a school mattress. Do you know school mattress? Yeah. All the boys in your class, they've all have sex with you. All the boys, including the including the cardboard girl and the cardboard boy and the black box cleaner. They've all chopped you before. Yeah. Fornication is not good. Premarital sex is not good. Even if it is your uncle who wants to have sex with you, don't agree. Yeah. Even if it is your father, don't agree. Have you not heard that they say a father has impregnated their daughter before? Yeah. Even if it is a pastor, don't agree. Recently, was it not in church that some Anglican pastor B was kissing the people in the church? Any pastor who has brought his mouth to kiss you, slap him. Not even if the person is your class teacher. Hey, if I don't allow sir to do right now, sir will hate me. Ho! Oh, do you know people who have hated us and are still hating us, but we are doing well? I said, do you know the people who have hated us and they are hating us? One day when I was in university, one teacher called and said, you, I hear you are a pastor. I said, But that lecturer, his child was in my church. Yeah, I pastor his child. But I said, the guy doesn't like me. So he was sending me Facebook messages that, is it important to have pastor? And if it is not important to have pastor, why is your son in my church? Your son, you cannot control him. Why is he? And when I talk, the son listen. Even though he's a professor. But if I talk, the son listen. Recently, I met another of his son. I was there and the boy came. Now, I know, he came to introduce and said, oh, I am this person's brother. I said, so your father is also. And so he said, yes. Then I called the father. I said, your second son, he is with me in my office. Yeah. Not even when the person is your uncle or is your cousin. Some of your cousin have come to visit you Christmas. You bath together. You are a silly girl. You bath and you are walking naked through the hall. What do you mean? And then there's somebody come and say, come and sit on my lap. If you're a girl, don't sit on anybody's laps. It's the person's lap chair. If there's no chair, sit on the floor. Oh, I'll say he's like my uncle. Oh, he's my father's friend. He doesn't do bad things. Father's friend. Father's friend. One day. I said one day. A certain man, you see, I will not mention the name of the university, but when the students go to school, they all send their pictures to a certain hotel. So when somebody comes to town and the person is looking for fresh girls to sleep with, then they'll look through the manual, then you select their face, then they call you. Even if you're having lectures, guy, you come, because it's marketing. As the man came, he was going through, then he saw his friend's daughter in the magazine. Let me tell you, father's friend, my auntie's husband, yeah, any of them can have sex with you. Be careful. Yeah. Yeah. If you are a girl, listen to me. Anybody with penis can have sex with you. Anybody with what? Penis can have sex with you. So be careful. Be careful. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Yeah. Don't give yourself away like that. What number are we going? Number five. Fornication brings evil spirits into your life. Why not writing? You know these things already. Fornication does what? It brings what? evil spirits. Revelation 18 verse 2. Revelation 18 verse 2. Let it be on the screen. It brings evil spirits into your life. This is one of the reasons you shouldn't have sex with somebody you are not married to. If you have sex with two people, all those evil spirits enters you. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is falling. It's falling. And it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful birds. Are you here? Evil spirits. Go to verse 3. Go to verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth. Who are the kings of the earth? The big men. The kings of the earth. Oh, pastor, this man is the one who pays my school fees. And so what? He should stop paying your fees. Oh, pastor, this one is my... And you see, sometimes you go and stay with some uncle or some cousin. Recently, I heard a story. A certain girl, she came to my office. She was telling me, not church office, work office. She was telling me, oh, I hear you are a pastor. I said, yeah. So I want to tell you something. He said, when I was, she said when she was in, is it primary? He said that his own, her own brother have sex with her every night. Yeah. So I think it's about school fees, something we're talking. He said now is the brother who pays her fees. Do you understand? So if you don't allow me to do, and then the school, no, you have to stop. Yeah. Hallelujah. Look, there are issues, though. There are issues. Somebody also came to me. He said, every day I go and stand and do a shower. That's how come I get money to eat. You don't have problem with money. Lois, you have problem with money. Is there anything you ask your father won't give you? So why? Do you understand? You see, and be careful because you are a church girl. Oh. The fact that you are a church girl doesn't exempt you from distance. Boys, are you listening to what I'm saying? Santa, you'll be there. A girl will give you scholarship. A girl. You say, come and eat me free. Me and Jehoska. Bedi. Bedi kunim. Bedi ko. Sendibium. Bedi kobe. Bedi. That I have to say it in Chi. Otherwise, the people who are listening to the podcast, they will not understand. He said, they have drank of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. If I'm having sex with my wife, my heart is not beating. She's my wife. If I feel to have sex right now, I just call her into the office. Even if you come and meet us there, it's not fornication. We will not be shy. She's my wife. Yeah. Look at this girl. She's saying, pastor, you've worried us. Look, you see how the weather is. You see this weather? You go and sleep alone. Now sleep alone. Why do you think your father and your mother, they lock the door? Only their door, they lock it. You knock and they won't open you. It's not shame. Yeah. But I'm saying that you to your time will come. Charlie, keep yourself. Oh. You see, the other thing is that when you engage in this fornication, now you become unattractive. Look, maybe honestly, there are some girls, and when I see her, I feel to vomit. Yes. She said, I cannot be a new. You see, and a lot of such people use makeup. Like, you see, when you give your... Look, if you are a lady and you are around me, and you see, and you involve yourself in such things, look, a time is coming. When you get close to me, I'll just shift myself because it's a spiritual. It's a spirit. And you see that there is something about you that is not right.
Yeah.
Are you still here? Are you still here? You've gone home. It introduces evil spirit. You have sex with this boy. Thousand evil spirits. That is why a lot of people who have a lot of sex with people themselves, they are very arrogant. When your mother calls you, you think you are who? Yeah. If you see somebody who has started having gross disrespect to the mother or the father, it's possible that person has engaged, has started having sex. Premarital sex. What is in sex? And even the people that have sex with you, they don't do it well. I said, where to have sex? Look at Ransford, he's happy. A Jamaican thing. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The kings of the earth. You see, and a lot of girls, you like influential people. Oh, he's the school prefect. And you see your payment. Then your friend tell you, oh, really? The school prefect says he likes you. Hey, you are blessed though. Look, say entry says he likes me. And what did you tell him? Me, I told him that I'm not interested. Wait, Jimio, say entry has come to tell you he likes you. And you say, you know, as I'm here, I'm even waiting for the PE teacher to tell me he likes me. Say entry told you he likes you. And you say you don't like. Because of bad friendship. Say entry. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. When you go and be reading it, don't engage yourself in premarital sex. Premarital sex. I'll end here. I'll continue next week. Premarital sex. Every guy has held your breast before. Every boy in your class, they've pressed your buttocks before. Yeah. May the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Don't give yourself out. Oh. I give myself away. I give myself. Some of you trot mates. Okada boys. Okada, hey. Some of you Indomie sellers, plumbers, mechanics. Your boyfriend is a mechanic because he told you he'll give you a car. He's a bogey. He's a vulcanizer. Yeah. He's a bicycle repairer. Bicycle repairer is your boyfriend. When are you going to be rich? If bicycle repairer is your boyfriend, when are you going to make it in this life? Hallelujah. Let me add one so that we can wait for the rain. Fornication brings sicknesses. Yeah. It brings what? Sicknesses. There are a host of diseases that only come about through sexual intercourse. Hey, this thing they call AIDS, If you engage yourself in premarital sex, you will get it. Recently, Ghana AIDS Commission, they came out with the statistics, and it appears that a lot of girls have HIV more than boys. Are you listening to what I'm saying? A lot of girls have HIV. It's more than boys. Every boy that proposed, he will sleep with you.
Yeah.
I used to have a cousin. Recently, I picked their phone. Different boys. If you meet her in Trotro, she will give a number to you.
Yeah.
You see, and if you're a girl, yeah, don't give your numbers out easily. You meet somebody, no? What's your name?
My name is Dede. Please, take my number.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Amaki. Please, take my number.
Every boy has your number. Even me, a man, I don't give my number out like that. Me, I don't know you. So, sometimes I meet people, can I take your number? Sell our call? I say, you call me for what? Whatever you tell me now. What is you call me to do what? They are calling me for what? Everybody have your number. Ashes in the adult church, you are sitting down here, they have your number. Ashes. Just Tuesday, I just looked onto a phone. And I was chatting with some boy. And the boy said, can you visit me? And I told her, this visit you are going to visit. By the time you are coming out from that boy's room, I know the boy. All of them are down here. I said, by the time you are coming out of that boy's room, he would have slept with you. When I scrolled down again, another boy in the same place also asked her, can you visit me? By this visitation, be careful. They come and visit me. Visit you? Are you sick? We should visit you for what? What type of evangelism is that? Can you visit me? And it's only sister they ask to visit who? Visit me. Come and visit. Visit you for what? You are introducing sicknesses into your life. Let me read some of the sicknesses to you. Number one, don't write it. You just have to listen to it. Yeah. Nerissa gonococcus. That is gonorrhea. Treponema pallidum. It causes syphilis.
Oh, the things are many. If I mention it, I'll worry you.
Trachonomas vaginalis. It causes itching of the vagina.
Yeah. They'll be selling virgin lady to you.
Hey, your vagina, it will itch you. Because somebody has given you gonorrhea. But if you see somebody who have AIDS, they've not written it on here that you have AIDS. So. Yeah. If you work where I work, if you see a girl, you let her pass. If you see a girl, you let her pass. If she wave at you, cry, you turn this way. Yeah. One day I'll send you to the hospital and send you to a lab. Yeah, you see beautiful girls when they do HIV AIDS. Yeah. Be careful. You get syphilis, you get gonorrhea, you get white infection, cancer of the cervix, urinary tract infection, UTI. Infections, diseases. Why will you go for somebody to push his penis into your vagina for 5 minutes? At the end of the day, all these problems are coming to your life. You get sicknesses, you destroy your body, you destroy your soul, you have disobeyed God. What again? I'm on the point. I'm giving you 15 points. Because of 5 minutes enjoyment, I go kill you with enjoyment. You see, and the devil makes it look like, hey, sex is the main thing. I'm telling you, it's not the main thing. Yeah.
They make look like sometimes you, some of your classmates even discuss.
I mean, many papa you could die. Or mommy 20 Ghana.
It's 20 Ghana you're looking for. Come, I'll give you free.
Last time I was talking to some people, I said, look, hey, look, if it's boyfriend you're looking for, wait. If I become your boyfriend, I'll take you out. Yeah, me, I can put you in my car and send to KFC right now to go and eat. But that foolish boy, he doesn't even have car. To call up a vehicle.
Don't follow foolish boys. So. Don't just allow yourself
for somebody to introduce, you see, in sicknesses, and you see this HIV, you've all been here. They say there's no cure. By the time you are dying, we have the church member who died out of HIV. Yeah. After the time she was dying, look, all her hair. Look, the people who dress her like the undertakers, they did well. But yes, undertaker is somebody who works on dead bodies. Yeah. They've done well. The woman has become slim. Look, I've seen things in life. Very slim, unattractive. All your bones, hair. Stop it. You don't want to be in that position because you want to give yourself to one person to have sex with you. There are a lot of people with HIV. They are just spreading it for people. Spreading it. You have said, a certain woman, I think, was it's not in Ghana, was it Kenya, one of these African countries, she was raped. When she was raped, she discovered that she has AIDS. She said that, look, she's going on the road of vengeance. She started having sex with people. Do you understand? But and anybody she has sex with, she records. By the time she was dying, when the HIV was fully blown and she was dying, when they pick her diary, list a tall list of people that she has sex with. Because she wanted to punish all of them. Yeah. It's easier when a girl tells you that, come and have sex with me, than a boy going to tell a girl, let me have sex with you. Do you understand? As they are sitting down here, if Shelly come and tell Chifogbe, please, let's go and do. Is it not easier? But it's scholarship. Or you are there. You are at your Samuel. The girl you be, a certain girl you be eyeing, has brought herself. Please, you can't go to me. Do you understand? Compared to you going to the girl, Charlie, you look beautiful. You see, anytime I see you, I see the rain. You see, then the girl is, you have to go next week, you come back. You see, like last week when I came, anytime I sleep, then I see S, and I knew that the S is Shelly. Hey, you have to talk. Yeah. So, somebody wants to punish you. That is why he will give you scholarship. Yeah. There are a lot of people with HIV, so. So many people, you know. Sometimes the beautiful ones, they have it. Beautiful ones. Be careful. Be careful. HIV AIDS. It introduces sicknesses into your life. Say amen. Oh, I said say amen. Yeah. Be delivered. Don't say next week you won't come on. Next week I'll be preaching. I'm not closing at all. Okay, yeah, sicknesses, diseases into your life because of sex, fornication, somebody you are not married to. Then when you finish, you go and marry. And a lot of such people, they walk around, they don't have anybody to marry them. Do you think that if we all know that you are an Asha, we'll come and marry you? If you're about to marry, you know that this person is a shadow. Do you think that God will be directing you to go and marry that person? No. So keep your bodies. Keep your body. I said keep your body. I said keep your body. Sanctify your temple for the Lord. Yeah. On the day you are married, may you marry as a virgin. Yeah. Don't let some uncle have sex with you. Some auntie B has forced you. Grandfather, I will allow your grandfather to. Grandpa. This case, how are you going to say it? Do you understand? So,
So be careful. Some, you see, you're dressing. You wear something short, hot. All your panties are showing.
Hey. Recently, during the, was this Swollen Sunday we did here? There was one sister who was singing on the stage. When she came out of that, I said, they should call her for. I said, after church, meet me. When she came, I said, look, that thing you are wearing there. As you stand on the stage and you were singing, we could see all you. You see, nobody will be able to tell you. Do you think if Kezia is standing here and all her underwear is showing, which of you have strength to tell her? You are afraid. But if you go, maybe she will insult you. But me, I called her. I said, hey, sister, hey, I said, from today, don't wear anything above your knee. It's a shame. I said, the next time I see you that you have wear something above your knees, you remove it in the church. I will remove it for you. Say, you want to show us. So I'll make sure people see. Don't try me. Hey, you don't know me. Okay? Oh, you don't know me. Yeah. So I think as she came, I was talking to her. She was not feeling, because my wife was there, so she was not feeling comfortable. I said, hey, if my wife is there, I'll remove it for you. You have come to church, you are wearing something. This, do you not have scissors in my office? I'll cut it like this. You can't go home, and I'll sack you from my office. No, Shehui. Don't try. Dress decently. This pastor is a wicked pastor. I'm not wicked. I'm helping you. I am helping you to become a better person. May you become a better person in Jesus' name. Because sometimes the bad dressing of girls give them away from, so you become a suspect for boys to be following you. You are going for Saturday classes. Hey, look for t-shirt extra, extra large and wear. You are going for classes. You are going to wear size 8. And all your breasts have drawn. All your buttocks. Do you think the boys will not call you? Oh, I should help you with the mass. You don't understand pi r squared. It's not the mass they want to. It's the way you are. That's why they're. Oh, you say you want pen. After it. Everybody wants to give you pen. There's a reason. Oh, your house is where? You are going here. Oh, okay. Me too. My house is here. But my house is here, but our company, I'll pass here before I'll come. Yeah, there's a shortcut. If we go to the before, but my uncle will not say anything. If I don't go home today, nobody will look for me. Hey! Yeah. I'm saying that your classmate, they want to have sex with you. Your classmate, even your class teachers. I don't fear teachers. Don't fear teachers. Me too, I'm a teacher. I don't fear teachers. One day I was in my office, somebody came. He said, I'm looking for, if the person came to look for my office mate. Do you see? But when I look at how the lady was dressed, he go, please, I'm looking for, and I said, he just stepped out. Then he said, please, can I sit down and wait for you? I said, no. You go out. If you see that he's coming, then you follow him. Because some handkerchief skirt she was wearing. If I'm just sitting there alone in the office with her, you open the door and you meet her, I say, hey, Reverend. I said, sister, no, they appear. When you see that he's coming in, then you follow him. Yeah. Be careful. May the Lord keep you and deliver you. You said sometimes it's not that you have sent yourself for rape. Somebody just want to rape you. Yeah. You are a young girl, but the way you have done your hair, long hair. Recently, I was going to work. I was not driving. I decided to take trotro. When I go to some place, I saw a certain filling station. And one of the people who sell the fuel, she was sitting down on those things they sit on. Her hair. Her now be sick of the buttocks. And I said, this girl, she won't do well. Uto petrol. She hair. When will you buy a car this day? When? Yeah. Rape. Because of the way you are dressed. If you are in my church, dress decently. Yeah. Maybe when you are out of my roof, you can do whatever you. But if you are in my church, dress decently. When we say we are selling t-shirts, buy extra, extra large. Oh, yeah, I want t-shirt that. Hey, as we are going to Abekan to go and sing, wear t-shirt that Ebola parachute. Yesterday, I went to sing. I went with Annette. I said, before at injury day, I said, what shirt, what size will you wear? Then she said, oh, Reverend, please give me extra, extra large. I said, sister, and look at the, he says it's too much. Well, I'll give you medium because body look how nibby, be honest. But she said she wants extra, extra large. Extra large, you didn't know how to say scarecrow. I don't know if you know scarecrow. Like a scare. I said, no. And if you, I'll give you medium. Medium will work for you. So I gave her medium. But you have wear something tight. You understand? You have wear some jeans white, tight. All your panties have drawn. Why do you think the boys will not look for you? But I pray that will not be your story in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all time will allow us. Until next week when I come your way with this same broadcast, this has been your regular host. My name is Reverend E.K. Colley. Lift up your hands.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend E.K. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.